Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning at 6. A person is hurt after being hit by a car in Raleigh. And a driver who led police on a chase in a car that was reported stolen is on the run after crashing in Durham.
Temperatures will be below normal for this time of the year. Highs will range in the 80s and 90s. Coming up, I'll show you how it will feel with lower humidity.
Police in Raleigh just cleared a scene a few hours ago after being there all night investigating outside a grocery store. What we are learning about the shooting that left people who live nearby pretty rattled.
And security is ramping up in D.C. as former President Trump has another court date ahead this week. Reaction this morning as he is now facing a third indictment, this time related to January 6th. Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, August 2nd, and it will not be hot and steamy. Finally, we get the lower humidity we've been waiting for. Welcome to your Wednesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine. Yeah, it's good stuff out there. We had a full moon last night. It was beautiful. We are trending towards, the comfy level here. If you look at the muggy meter, Peter Sherwood in the WRO Severe Weather Center. How about this?
I love to see it as well. You know what? We had our dew point at 62 in the last hour. Now we're at 60. So yes, we are getting very close to that comfy category. I think we'll achieve that for this afternoon. We're looking live at Andrew this morning, where we're seeing clear conditions out the door. Temperatures are in the 60s. Overall, it feels really nice as you step outside. We have some spots, though, seeing temperatures in the 50s this morning. That's Roxborough at 55 degrees. But don't worry, we're going to heat things up heading into the afternoon. 83 by lunchtime, 88 for the high temperature, and sunshine to start. We will see some clouds increase for this afternoon, but overall it's going to be a pleasant day with lower humidity around. It's going to be dry for this afternoon, but rain will soon arrive. Coming up, Brian, I'm going to show you when you can expect showers and thunderstorms.
All right, Peter, it is now 6:01, still quiet. Just check with Raleigh 911. We have nothing going on in Wake County. No crashes right now. Also quiet in Durham and Chapel Hill. I-85 is a clear ride this morning in either direction between Butner, Durham, and Hillsborough. Going to take you out to Knightdale for a live look at 87 at Bethlehem Road, not too far from Hodge Road and the 540 interchange. Southbound traffic heading away from us toward Raleigh. And right now we're picking up only a 1 minute delay on sensors.
With breaking news we're following this morning, authorities say a person is on the run this morning after leading them on a multi-county chase in a stolen car. Michael Grace is in the WRL breaking news tracker this morning and on that scene as police search for the driver, Michael.
Yeah, Jeff, and this all started in Holly Springs and ended outside an Amazon fulfillment center in Durham County. I want to get to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. You can see that the car actually popped a curb here in the parking lot of the fulfillment center and hit a tree, and that driver took off into the woods just across the street. Now, right now, the physical search is over. The scene actually has cleared at around 4:30, but the investigation for that driver is still on. Now, I did have a chance to speak with one of the sergeants from Fuquay Varina Police that they were out here, and they said that right now they're going to be processing that car, figuring out who the owner is, and then once they have that information, begin to try to figure out who the driver of that car is. So right now, no timetable for when we'll get any more information from police. Live in Durham County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And more breaking news. A person is seriously hurt after being hit by a car on North New Hope Road in Raleigh. This happened just before 12:30 this morning. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there on scene. Police say the driver remained on scene and will not be charged. We're working to learn more about the condition of the person who was hit.
Security is stepping up this morning in D.C., where police say they are working to ensure public safety ahead of the arraignment of former President Donald Trump on his third indictment. Trump is due to appear in a courtroom tomorrow to face four new felony counts. Those new charges include accusing him of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election, conspiring to defraud the government he once led. Special Counsel Jack Smith unveiled the new charges in a 45-page document last night. Smith called the January 6th attack an assault on democracy fueled by lies. Prosecutors accused Trump of knowingly lying about election fraud, despite his own legal team and appointed officials telling him his claims were not true. Trump and his lawyers are calling the new indictment election interference against his 2024 campaign.
It comes on the heels of unbelievable allegations against Mr. Biden and his son, as well as the fact that Donald Trump is leading in the polls right now.
Since the attack on our Capitol, the Department of Justice has remained committed to ensuring accountability for those criminally responsible for what happened that day.
The indictment notes a total of six co-conspirators, including attorneys, a DOJ official, and a political consultant.
A Raleigh shooting investigation that began yesterday just wrapped up a few hours ago, with police clearing the scene just after 2 this morning. Now, this is on Lead Mine Road. It is one of three crime investigations authorities are looking into in North Raleigh. This map shows you just how close all three scenes were. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning with the new information she's learned from investigators. Kelsey.
Good morning. This Food Lion on Lead Mine Road is about to reopen in about an hour now after police have been here investigating in the parking lot for almost 9 hours now. We know that one man was sent to the hospital with serious injuries. The WRL breaking news tracker was here while police investigated. It all started around 5:30 yesterday and remained an active scene for about 9 hours. People who live nearby tell us North Raleigh is usually a quiet area and they're not used to seeing this type of police activity.
Yeah, it's scary. It's terrifying. I mean, it's very family-oriented up here in North Raleigh, and everyone kind of, for a large town, it feels small up here, and so that feels really close to home.
A really scary moment there for shoppers. Now, this is just one of two shootings that happened within minutes of each other. Just a couple of miles away, a woman was shot on Glenwood Avenue near Creedmoor. She's expected to recover, and police blocked off the Walmart on Glenwood Avenue yesterday for another crime scene. No word yet on whether these incidents are connected. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
School leaders in Wake County are calling for your help as the bus driver shortage is being described as a crisis. The school system's interim superintendent used that word last night as board members got an update about the situation. With less than 4 weeks to go before the start of the traditional calendar year, 17 bus routes are without a permanent full-time driver, and this affects 2,000 students. Interim Wake Superintendent Randy Bridges is asking for people with commercial driver's licenses to step in while the school system recruits more drivers. Wake County plans to split several schools among substitute drivers, with priority given to elementary students every day.
More developments this morning in the search for missing Moore County woman Alicia Watts. Newly obtained search warrants reveal Watts' boyfriend attempted suicide. Anson County deputies say they found James Dunmore inside Watts' vehicle, unresponsive on July 18th. That's after he reportedly told officers he was taking a nap in the parking lot. WRL has also learned Dunmore has a history of domestic violence. He's considered a person of interest in Watts' disappearance. Family and friends held a second vigil, meantime, last night for Alicia as they desperately wait for answers. They came together in Southern Pines for song and prayer. And after the vigil, family and friends took donations to help with the search.
We can keep these searches on the ground that the community wants to do. It's just getting the word out, talking to people in the neighborhoods and getting them to know what's taking place.
The donations help to pay for things like charter buses for their searches. Watts family and friends say they plan to travel to Charlotte this Saturday. If you want to read more about the ongoing search and investigation, we have a full breakdown online at WRL.com.
And happening right now in the WRL Live Center, Pope Francis is in Portugal this morning to start a 5-day visit that is centered around the World Youth Day, which is a global gathering of Catholics. This is a live picture in Portugal where the Pope is right now. His first stop is a welcoming ceremony hosted by the Portuguese president at the presidential palace. Hopefully they'll shift that video to show you a picture of that. More than a million young people from around the world are expected to attend the gathering in Portugal, the World Youth Day. It takes place over several days. The 5-day tour to Portugal is the Pope's 42nd trip overseas.
Michelle, thanks. Police in Durham are working to make an arrest after a shooting that left three men hurt. This happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon on South Elm Street near Anger Avenue, near the Hosiery Mill. Durham police believe a car that was left wrecked against a utility pole nearby was involved in the shooting. The three men who were shot are all expected to survive their injuries. A teen who was in the car was also hurt.
This week, North Carolina education leaders will consider new rules that would allow more students to enter the schools for the deaf and blind. The proposal would expand enrollment to allow students with intellectual disabilities and mental health conditions to attend. This move comes as the State Board of Education is in its final year overseeing the schools for the deaf and blind. The General Assembly voted this year that the schools should have their own boards appointed by the legislature. That new rule will go into effect in July of 2024.
We now know who the U.S. women will play in the round of 16 at the World Cup. Sweden is the winner of Group G after beating Argentina 2-0 in a game that ended just about an hour ago. So the U.S. will play Sweden in a knockout game Sunday morning at 5. You can watch that game live on Fox 50. In World Cup action right now on Fox 50, Jamaica is playing Brazil. Our 7 o'clock news on Fox 50 will air on WRL News Plus. You can find it on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, or in the WRL app on your smart TV and mobile device.
Mega Millions jackpot grows again. No one won the $1 billion in the latest drawing, but someone in North Carolina does have a pretty nice consolation prize we'll tell you about.
New developments in a tragic crash in South Carolina that killed a bride on her wedding night. The woman accused of drunk driving in that crash, asking a judge for her release on bond.
And we are all scoring big today with a high of 88 degrees and low humidity. Temperatures will be in the 80s till Friday before we see highs back in the 90s, and our rain chances are going to increase. Coming up, I'll show you the system that could bring showers and thunderstorms and how much rain we're expecting.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Quiet start as we take a live look at Andrew this morning. All across the viewing area, we are waking up to tolerable conditions. 62 in the Triangle, 55 for Roxborough, and 67 degrees out there in Goldsboro. These numbers are just so lovely, especially for this time of the year where we really don't see a lot of 60s on the map. We are going to make it into the 80s by the afternoon. Notice here around 80 degrees at 11, 88 for the afternoon high sunshine to start, with clouds increasing for this afternoon. And with that lower humidity that will be working its way in, we are going to see dew points in the 50s that will make it feel comfortable. Coming up, I'm going to time out our rain chances ahead.
All right, Peter, it is just about 6:15 now as we take a look at traffic and a head out to Durham for a live look at 885 at Cheek Road. And we're looking good in both directions right now. On that northbound side, a one-minute delay showing up, but I'm not seeing any big problems between I-40 and I-85. Looking good on the southbound side as well. Around Wake County, our major routes are looking good. Just getting reports of a crash over on the far eastern side of Wake County over in the Wendell area. Working to get some details about that. I'll have an update in just a few minutes. Renee.
Thanks, Brian. And an update on a national story for you. A woman accused of being drunk when she was involved in a crash that killed a Charlotte bride on her wedding night will remain in a South Carolina jail. A judge denied bond yesterday for 25-year-old Jamie Komorowski. Authorities say she was drunk behind the wheel in Folly Beach back on April 28th when she crashed into a golf cart being ridden by newlyweds Eric Hutchinson and Samantha Miller. The bride, Miller, died from her injuries. A toxicology report showed Komorowski's blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit.
At least two arrests in North Carolina are part of an FBI nationwide campaign targeting sex trafficking. The FBI Charlotte Division says Quentin Toby and Brooklyn Bowen are among well over 100 people across the country identified or arrested as part of this sting. One minor was found and taken away from them when they were arrested last week. Nationwide, the FBI says it's recruited almost 60, or it's rescued, I should say, almost 60 minor victims of sex trafficking during its two-week operation.
A new policy takes away some of the power parents in Wake County have to challenge the books and reading materials in the children's school. The school board voted 7-2 last night to limit the way parents can object to materials used in schools. Parents can still challenge books chosen for instruction. But the new policy expands the review process for the challenges. That includes adding up to 2 high school students to the review committee. And any decisions made about whether a book is okay for use will be binding for 2 years. You can read the full updated policy on WRAL.com.
There's a new study that shows another consequence of this record-setting summer heat. The research shows with every degree the temperature rises, there's a significant jump in your likelihood of being bitten by a snake. This morning on Today, a deeper look into that data and what you should do and shouldn't do if you're face-to-face with a snake. Today airs at 7 on WRAL.
Did you see a bright light streaking across the sky last night? One of our WRAL viewers sent this picture from Moorhead City of a rocket heading to the International Space Station. Other viewers also sent us pictures of the rocket's path across the sky. It launched just after 8:30 last night from Eastern Virginia. And check this out. This is the International Space Station flying over the WRAL tower last night. Meteorologist Mike Mays was able to capture this wonderful video from right outside our station.
Certainly clear enough. That full moon out there last night. Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. I really wanted to see that rocket take off last night. I couldn't see it. It just didn't happen for me. Maybe the haze or something.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe next time you'll have that opportunity. You know what all of us will be dealing with today? Comfortable conditions. It's going to feel so nice outside with lower humidity in place. And come Thursday, we're heading back into the tolerable category, steamy on Friday and tropical by Saturday. So get ready for it. The humidity will increase by the weekend. That's why you should enjoy today while we have comfortable conditions around. Having those dew points in the 50s does make a big of a difference. Our rain chances will be low today, picking up tomorrow to a 30% chance during the day, a 50% chance on Thursday night into Friday, and we expect some drier conditions to move in for the weekend. I want to show you the setup where we have high pressure in control right now, allowing those winds out of the north. As we zoom out and take a look at what's going on across the Midwest, this system producing showers and thunderstorms across Nebraska, into Illinois, that will arrive into our region. And as we head into tomorrow, I expect our rain chances to increase. So we'll start the day off with clouds increasing on Thursday, likely to see some of those scattered showers move in Thursday afternoon, Thursday night with a better chance for showers and perhaps a few rumbles of thunder. And take a look at this low pressure system that's going to set up over the Carolinas. That is what's going to bring us that chance for showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday. And we're really going to watch some of those southern counties where we can see a little bit more instability. The potential for the thunderstorm chances are likely to go up there. Stay tuned with us. We, at the moment, don't have any severe risk in place, but we'll watch it as we head into the next 3 days. Notice here, our rainfall totals are going to go up, likely to see about a quarter of an inch to a half of an inch in our northern counties. Those totals higher to the south, upwards of 2 inches of rainfall will be possible as we head into the end of the week. We're watching the tropics, and with this one area, like I mentioned yesterday, as it continues to move to the north, it is going to weaken. We're now seeing a 10% chance of development within the next 2 days. We have temperatures in the 60s, dew points in the 60s to start. For this afternoon, 88 degrees. Temperatures are below normal for this time of the year. We'll be in the 80s over the next 3 days, with showers and thunderstorms increasing tomorrow. Highs in the 90s arriving for the weekend and next week.
PETA, it is now 6:20, and we are watching the situation out at Smithfield Road at Pritchard Road. This is south of Knightdale, not too far from the Wake-Johnston County line. Our partners at Waze are reporting some police activity out there. I'm not seeing where Wake County 911 has a call at that area. This is something I'm watching, and I'll let you know how that's developing. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking fine. No trouble reported right now on any of our major routes in Durham. And taking a look at those major approaches into Raleigh, all clear on 40 westbound coming in from the Cleveland community through Garner.
Brian, thanks. Some progress this week in the showdown between Hollywood Studios and the Writers Guild. The offer now on the table that could bring both sides one step closer to coming to an agreement.
An iconic commercial from more than 30 years ago is getting a modern upgrade. We'll tell you about Cindy Crawford's remake that has everyone talking, and we'll see it coming up in What's Trending.
first, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Fans of pop star Lizzo are stunned by new allegations against her from former backup dancers.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
The dancers are suing Lizzo, accusing her of many forms of harassment and discrimination. They also say the singer maintained a hostile work environment. Fans online say they are disappointed because Lizzo has presented herself as an advocate for all people.
She wasn't presenting herself that way, according to these folks, in Amsterdam, where they were in a strip club. Some pretty raunchy stuff taking place. She was trying to, according to these folks, she was telling them to touch some of the dancers and things like that. It was kind of off the hook situation there.
We'll see how that all plays out. Cindy Crawford's iconic Pepsi ad from more than 30 years ago is back with a modern twist. Oh, you remember that ad. Crawford recreated it in the new music video for the song One Margarita by That Chick Angel. That's the music video on the left and the 1992 ad on the right.
Okay, did you hear some loud thuds there? Because if so, that's all the jaws dropping in the floor, on the floor here in the studio as they were watching that. So on the left, that's 30 years. The woman has not aged.
No.
She is 57 years old. And I would say she may even look better than the original ad. She looks fantastic.
She certainly hasn't changed a bit when you look at that.
Yeah, she's a classic.
Yep. You can get your first look at the 2023 Carolina Panthers tonight on WREL. Fan Fest will air live tonight at 7. You will see the entire team and their practice and number one overall pick Bryce Young quarterbacking. WREL's Pat Welter will be there covering it all for us. We'll have live reports before and after practice.
Wake County school leaders are calling it a crisis as they're working to fill 20 routes that will be uncovered ahead of the school year. Just ahead, I'll explain the solutions they're working on right now.
And Mother Nature will be delivering a treat today with lower humidity. We'll see temperatures in the 80s over the next 3 days before highs in the 90s arrive. Coming up, I'm going to show you how it will feel as we head into the weekend.
Plus, a person led authorities on a multi-county chase this morning. Coming up, I'll tell you where it ended and how they got away.